This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is the rundown. As Chicago officials try to balance next year's city budget, an analysis of the police portion says the real costs are much higher. Mayor Brandon Johnson's police budget is more than $2 billion, but former City Council financial analyst Jonathan Silverstein says that doesn't include stuff like pensions, benefits, and vehicle fuel. He also projects spending way above budget for overtime and legal defense. However, Silverstein says these hidden costs could top $1.7 billion next year. The police department's real cost would be $3.8 billion. We asked the mayor's office, the city's budget office, and CPD if they need to know the real numbers to balance the budget. And so far, no answers. An advocate for the electric vehicle industry says they have a lot of work to do to build bipartisan support following Donald Trump's election. The auto industry initially framed EVs as a climate change solution. Now, Ben Prohaska, with the nonprofit Electrification Coalition, says it's time to highlight the broader benefits of EVs.
Transportation electrification is really about our economic and national security and U.S. competitiveness.
The electric automaker Rivian makes its vehicles in Normal, Illinois, with 8,000 employees. It's the community's second largest employer. On the campaign trail, Trump has frequently criticized EVs and the Biden administration's use of tax credits to spur buying. Chris Kindle is open for the holiday season. The market opened over the weekend in The Loop and West Suburban Aurora. WBEZ's Anna Savchenko went to Daly Plaza to catch up with some visitors.
Out-of-towners like Chidera Idebor from Ohio dropped by for a taste of German food.
So I like the hot chocolate, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you tried anything else so far?
Yes, the stuffed pretzels and the potato pancakes. And we might go in line for the stinky cheese sandwich.
Christina Joseph and her husband Ryan from suburban Naperville were there to celebrate.
The last time I came here was the day my husband proposed to me. So we just came back to kind of recreate those memories and just walking around exploring.
The market will stay open till Christmas Eve. I'm Nasaf Shinka, WBEZ News.
The Bears' losing streak continued yesterday with a 30-27 overtime loss to the Minnesota Vikings at Soldier Field. Miscues throughout the game gave Minnesota the advantage, including another blocked field goal by Bears kicker Cairo Santos. Here's Bears coach Matt Eberflus.
I just believe that we have to execute better down the stretch. We got to coach better down the stretch. It's an everybody thing. And again, is it difficult? Yeah. It is difficult. You know, you got to be tough. This league is not going to feel sorry for you.
The 4-7 Bears will have a short break before heading to Detroit to play the Lions on Thanksgiving Day. Some more things you should know today. Chicago voters turned out at a much lower rate in this month's general election than in recent presidential contests, marking the lowest turnout rate in 28 years. That's according to the most recent data from the Chicago Board of Elections. The Chicago Tribune reports that while election officials initially expected a high turnout, it ended up being markedly low for a presidential election. According to unofficial results, the Chicago Board of Elections reported that roughly 67.9% of registered city voters cast ballots in the election. That was roughly 3 percentage points less than the turnout in 2016 and 5 percentage points lower than in 2020. Northwestern beat St. Joseph's 5-0 in the championship match of the NCAA Division I Women's Field Hockey Tournament in Ann Arbor. It was the second championship for the second-seeded Wildcats, who have played for the title in four straight seasons. Northwestern beat Liberty 2-0 in 2021, before losing to North Carolina the past two seasons. Today's weather will be overcast and there's a slight chance of rain. The high will reach 52 degrees. Tomorrow, we're expecting sunny skies with a high of 40 degrees. That's it for the show. If you like the rundown, then rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.